From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah's measles outbreak is among the largest in the United States, and it's likely to get worse. Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch has more.
So far this year, there have been more than 100 cases of measles in the Beehive State. A state health official says low vaccination rates, along with misinformation and distrust of government and medical systems, are behind the spread. One hotspot is on the Utah-Arizona border in an area known as Short Creek. It's home to communities linked to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Another is in a Wasatch County High School in northern Utah. That area has some of the lowest public school measles vaccination rates. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. 11 people in Utah have been hospitalized for measles this year, and about a quarter of cases occurred in the last 3 weeks. For KUER News, I'm Katie McKellar with Utah News Dispatch.
A nuclear power plant in southwest Wyoming has its construction permit, and Utah wants to be next in line. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission completed its final safety evaluation for the Kemmer Power Station Unit 1. The report concluded that it would be safe to allow nuclear energy company TerraPower to build it. The plant will have a sodium-cooled reactor design. The Beehive State has its own agreement with the company for a similar project. Utah hopes to have preliminary site recommendations by the end of this year. BYU football will take on Texas Tech in the Big 12 Championship Saturday. The Cougars are ranked number 11. The Red Raiders are at number 7. The game comes on the heels of a win for the Cougars against UCF last week. They beat Central Florida 41-21. That wrapped up the team's regular season. BYU has an 11-1 overall record and are undefeated at home. Saturday's championship game is in Arlington, Texas. Today marks the start of meteorological winter. It includes December, January, and February, the three coldest months of the year. And befitting winter, temperatures in eastern Utah are expected to plummet. Overnight lows will be some of the coldest of the season so far, with mountain basins in the single digits and lower desert valleys down in the low 20s. You are listening to KUER News.